In this digital age, the latest news is just a click away. But Cognoscenti commentator Margot Livesey longs for the days before the internet, before television or radio, and even before newspapers were delivered to your door.
In 1927, 200,000 people gathered in Boston for the funeral of the Italian anarchists, Sacco and Vanzetti. Even today, this would be considered a very large crowd. But back then, people left their houses more readily. They had to, in order to hear the news of their neighbors and of their city. For many centuries, news traveled only as fast as a galloping horse. Then came the train, the telegraph, and, in the 1930s, that wonderful invention, the wireless. We had one in our living room in Scotland. Once a day, a man with a grave voice told us what was happening in the world, which at that time meant Europe, America, and the Commonwealth. I thought of this recently when I got an email from a local bookshop announcing a reading from a friend's first book of poems. We had lost touch, and I was thrilled to learn of her success. In my pleasure, I didn't register the slight oddity that a poetry group, and not the poet herself, was giving the reading. When I Googled her, the first item was an obituary for her husband, who had died 8 years ago. Several links later, I found her obituary. My friend had died 2 days before. I sat there, reading over the few lines again and again. It is a truism of our time that news circles the globe in an instant. But alone on that winter night, I longed for the older rituals. A phone call, a letter, a conversation. A moment of human rather than virtual connection. Perhaps soon someone will invent the app that allows us to get difficult news only when we're in the company of friends.
Margot Livesey is a novelist and contributor to WBUR's ideas and opinion page, Cognoscenti. Read her essays and many others at WBUR.org.